Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. What's up? I want to talk about the avenue. It's what I call basically the route of taking. I know it's a long pause, but basically to get your answer. What's crazy to me is that in any situation, I try to be very respectful towards women. And I'm saying this because no matter what, I will never disrespect a person until I am disrespected. I will never talk sideways to somebody until I am talked sideways to. So I try to show everybody the same respect so I can retrieve that. Now, by saying that, that doesn't necessarily mean everybody is going to treat me with respect. But I demand it. I'm not going to sit up there and let you talk to me crazy. Now, I'm not going to go crazy. I'll still uphold my image of me being myself, but I will not allow you to stand in my presence and treat me like such. Because I value myself. But that's the crazy thing is that I see a lot in people is when they care for somebody, they love somebody so much, they would tend to lose that respect factor. Like, when does respect have to go out the window? And me and my cousin was talking about it, like, you know, I would treat a person differently than the next because I do it off of the strength and energy and love I care for you. So if I got a significant other, I'm not going to treat my significant other lower than a person I just met 2 days ago, to where that person 2 days ago can feel like they can replace the person I am in a relationship with. And you know what's crazy? I feel like in instances with women, like, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me how we either hold on and ride or die for our men, but ignore the signs of him constantly disrespecting us, or we can disrespect another female knowing dang on well our men aren't respecting us. And the woman is just a bystander. You know what I'm saying? Like, me into a relation, I'm very private, mind you, very private. Keep to myself, do what I gotta do. So when I'm in a relationship, I hold on to that privacy because I want the relationship to be about us. I don't wanna add people. So for instance, I did at a time frame date somebody and they were disrespecting me. They won't lie to you. They were cheating on me. Now, instead of approaching the female like, yo, you with my man, for what? You don't know about me. And honestly, if you did know about me, I know he probably told you some stories to make it seem like I was nothing. So how can I fault you? How can I be mad at you? My issue is with the person I'm dating, because you had to be doing something out here in these streets to make this young lady step out of bounds. But the fact that you continually disrespect me, then what was the love then? Like, I feel like we point the finger and blame at the wrong people. We attack the wrong people. We undermine the wrong people. And we never take initiative of the people that's standing right in front of us. Why? I constantly say this all the time. I preach this day and night. I fear and I hate betrayal, because I think it's pointless. I think that when you betray me, you're betraying yourself. But the shocking part is, each time, is that I never really pay attention to the person right in front of me. Like, you fail to realize you will get signs placed up big as day, broad daylight, with flashing lights, big board signs, music, friends, family, just shouting at you. Like, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, of something traumatic is about to happen to you, or betrayal is about to happen, or deceit. and we never pay attention to it. And then when it happens, we are so shocked and surprised that the person that we thought would never do it did it. But we never pay attention to the signs. Never pay attention to the signs. And I'm always real. I'll try to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, first thing that I say to anybody I'm talking to, dating, I do not trust you. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow, to hear somebody you date, you don't trust me. No, listen, but wait. I'm going to tell you why. You know what I'm saying? My brothers taught me to never trust anybody. Don't even trust your own brother. But trust has to be earned. I can't give you something that I never experienced. I can't give you something I never had from you. So how should I automatically give it to you? And I feel like the people that trust automatically are setting themselves up for failure. Because what I've learned, my personal experience, if you deal with things differently, then it's on you. But I've learned to lose expectations. Because what I would do is I would see that expectation and that potential in the person. So when they don't complete that, I'm butthurt. But I never pay attention to anything else around that potential. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't focus on anything else that's just falling to pieces other than that potential. And so I'm blindsided, or blinding myself into potential that person never will or hasn't accepted yet. We draw different things out of people. I recently had this encounter where, this person was a friend to me. And there was a young lady that decided to reach out to me. And only thing that I was just baffled about, because I respected the message, I respected everything, but what I was confused about is, how did I get into this? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did I become a part of this conversation or anatomy? Like, how did I become importance of who I am and who I am to that person? And so it makes you wonder, who started that conversation? Did we see something that we wasn't supposed to see? Like, what drew us to contact that person and be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. And you know what? I fully understand it. I fully do. Like, as a woman, I feel as though we can be told a lie and figure out that lie is just what it is, a lie. That there's more to the story than it's being told. That there's more to push through. That we're being pacified something. That's great. That's perfectly fine. But what I want every woman to realize, every man to realize, is that the greatest and best revenge is nothing at all. Now, I had to learn that the hard way. Like, when you're younger, you want to, I'm going to keep, which I'm going to tell you, I never did this. And the reason being, because I have brothers and they always told me that's dumb. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to key his car. I'm going to slash his tires. I'm going to bust his window and put sugar in his tank. You're doing all these revenge plots. Oh, I'm going to sleep with his homeboy. I'm going to do this. You're doing all these revenge plots to destroy a person that hurt you. You're tapping into revenge. And the only thing that is bringing you is forth more pain and more existence of this person that hurt you. It's spotlighting that person. It's not hurting them. It's hurting you. And that's what I basically told the young lady is, what does this have to do with me? And also, how is this spotlighting this person that hurt you? How is this conjuring a spirit that has bestowed upon you? How is this making this situation better and revealing this evil creature. It's not. I think that people forget that revenge is just a basic twist of a demonic thing that will spotlight the ugly in you. Because if you fully heal from somebody, or you fully are over somebody, or you fully capture the essence of letting it go, there's no need for revenge. My grandfather would always say the best revenge is to walk away. And there have been a lot of times where I was like, I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have cussed him out, I should have exposed him, you know. And I don't know if that's the reason why a lot of people want to talk to me, because I'm private. I'm very private. I'm very secretive. But if I got to walk away, I'm going to walk away like a lady. I'm going to walk away like a lady. I'm not going to research who you're talking to. I'm not going to pull up your history. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I do, I'm just trying to see if you're doing well. But I mean, I've come to this tranquility within myself to know that I can't sit up here and try to plot on the next person when I'm trying to, or I'm too busy focused on my blessing, that I'm overly analyzing a situation when I should just be living. And there's that street, that road we take when we're hurt, we're beaten and shattered, and we just want to kill a mother. Oop. We want them to feel the same pain, and I'm just saying that it's not even worth it. The greatest and best revenge I've ever done is walk away. And when you sit up there and wait 2-3 hours or 2-3 days or years, and they pass, and you see a smile on my face, and that's the best revenge known to man. You know why? Because I want you to realize that I live without you. And I'm still breathing without you. It's because a person that'll hurt you, they'll be like, oh, they'll be back. They need me. You know what I'm saying? They feed into their egos of basically you're going to revert back to them, or you're going to be in so much pain. They feed off that pain. And the fact that when they see you and you're the opposite of that pain, oh, ay, ay, ay. It's a whole, totally different other feeling. And that's that avenue. That's that street that I want you to walk down, that I want you to embrace, that I want you to accept, is that when we can revert to revenge and treat people a certain way, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I find that there's other ways. I'm not saying that it's the easy way out, or, you know, it's tough to be the bigger person. I'm not gonna lie to you and say that sometimes I don't want to be the bigger person. I want to be petty Betty on the rise. I want to be just grimy. But I was taught by my grandfather that what you put out in the world is what you get back. And the respect that you show people will never be forgotten. So even if I was hurt, tortured, and beaten, I was always respected. Respect is something that can't be, you know? Like, I was talking to somebody one day, and they asked, you know, what you want from me? I said, only thing, baby, I need from you is respect. Because, you know, when that love is out the way, your looks is passing, you know what I'm saying? And you snitching on the next person. The only thing that's withstanding is respect. Like, let's be honest. Let's be real about it. A person you respect, you won't lie to. A person you respect, you won't snitch on. There will be loyalty there. A person that you respect, there will always be love there. A person you respect, you will always show dignity to. You will always show pride in their presence because you respect them. And that's a big word, because we lose that in society nowadays. Nobody has respect for each other. Nobody wants to hold open the door. Nobody wants to pull out a chair. Nobody wants to pat each other on the back and tell them they're doing a good job because it's not excelling on them. Nobody wants to respect each other. And respect is basically showing admiration to one person and another so you can get the same reflection. It's not looking down on the janitor or the homeless man across the street. It's respecting both parties, even the most highest celebrity to the president. Respect is something that is earned, yes. That should be given, yes. Should be demanded, yes. The only thing that I need from you, love, is respect. Because you will respect me. You shall respect me.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.